You're listening to Bit by Bit, July 10th, 2008. Hello and welcome. This is Bob Sprankel, and this is Bit by Bit, and I'm coming from University of Southern Maine. I've been in Alice Barr's class all week on podcasting and vodcasting, and I've been doing some mobile blogging. That's been one of my focuses this week, and so I thought I would do an actual Bit by Bit while doing mobile blogging. So right now I'm using GCast, and I'll be publishing this to my GCast site and then downloading the audio once it's in the feed from iTunes, and if I need to edit it or when I add the music, I'll do all that in GarageBand. So it's been a great week, and I've focused a lot on VoiceThread this week and, as I said, mobile blogging. And I have a new site, a new blogger site just for mobile blogging, which I call Bob Sprankel's Scratchpad, sort of a place where I can quickly post audio through using Gabcast, which is another alternative to GCast, and also be able to mobile blog right from my iPhone or actually from any cell phone that sends email messages. So I've been doing that, and it's easy to take pictures with my iPhone and just send it off to the site. My purpose is for doing this is to learn about mobile blogging so that I can use it at my workshop coming up next month on blogging. And also I'll be using this site to post things that may live there just temporarily during events that are happening. So I've been doing that this week through the class, and then I'll do it again next week at Building Learning Communities and be able to post photos and audio directly to that site so that people can follow what's happening there until I get everything compiled on the real site bit by bit, with podcasts of talks and things like that. The one thing that I'm really excited about today that I wanted to talk about, on my mobile blog, I took the time during class today to learn how to use the tool CoverIt Live. I saw this in use with people like David Warlick down at NEC last week, where they were using that right in their blog. So I took some time to learn it, and it is truly an amazing tool. And my brain is overflowing with ideas of how to use this in the classroom. So right now, this week, I'm using it with Alice to put it on our wiki for our class, and we're going to use it as a back channel, basically. I was thinking, well, this would be a great way to use it in a classroom, too. There's some really great features. It's very easy to use, and you just are able to embed it into a wiki or a blog post or a web page and fire it up whenever you're ready to start live blogging. So, for instance, when I'm back with students, I would set up a CoverIt Live in our Moodle, and then I would start the conversation and let students add their comments right on the page. And what's nice is when a user adds a comment within the CoverIt Live, you have the option of letting them be approved or for all their comments, or moderate them for each comment, or even ban that person from the chat if somebody gets in and is being inappropriate. So a great way to use this, I would think, is to either ask a question at the beginning of class or perhaps post an image right in the chat from current events, let's say, like take a Google image from the news that possibly has a high rate of being emailed to other people and ask students, why is this, number one, a photo in the news being emailed today? What is this photo show in the news? And have kids start writing about that. Just great great uses for that. And how you upload an image is you're able to put embed all kinds of things like audio and images and links right into your chat as you're blogging live. And it has the capability of actually preparing a whole bunch of resources before you start the live blogging. So you can have what's called a show prep folder and add text, images, audio that then you can play live as you're doing your mobile blogging. And I would see that that would work very well in a class situation. So when I do my blogging workshop in August, I'll be using this most definitely. And I'm also going to try to use this next week when I'm presenting, so at Building Learning Communities. And so I'll set it up and ask someone to take it over to be the moderator, and then that can be my back channel as I'm presenting. And then all of that will be captured to go along with the recording that I do and that I'll post on Bit by Bit. It would also be a great way to have a whole class take notes on a presentation or ask your members at a presentation to take notes and capture what you're saying. So really great tool. I highly recommend checking it out and seeing how it fits into your needs. Well, that was a pretty quick bit by bit. It's good to be back doing the bit by bit scene, and I'll try to get a lot more out definitely before school starts. Like I said in my last show, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of recordings from Building Learning Communities, and I thank you for listening.